Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Button reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Button scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is hit by the pitch. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison takes first base on ball four. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Button strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels is hit by the pitch. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Callison reaches second base with a double. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen strikes out. There goes Malzone. The throw from Lawler to second, and Malzone is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Torgerson moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Callison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Callison reaches second base with a double. Torgerson scores. Landis moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. Callison scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Leo Keeley now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Torgerson steals second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Button strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Runnels hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Stevens. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Byerly now pitching. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Johnny Callison. Early win is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Early win is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Win is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Win bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byerly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rivera moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivera scores. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing left field. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with wind covering, for the out. One out. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzahn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.